Well, for 35, 40 minutes, I don't think they've had a kick of the ball. We're 2-0 up. They get a goal. You have to say it's a wonder goal from, you know, from all the 30 yards on the volley, and it's got them back in the cup tie. But the game for me, the cold cup tie, has gone on two decisions. The one, the tackle on Kearney, I've seen it as a horror tackle, absolute horror tackle, where the kid could be out for months, and the referee just doesn't even book the guy. And then the referee, of course, sends off Paul McKenna. I've got no complaints about that. But for me, that sums up the cup tie. If we get that decision and he goes down to a red, then, of course, it becomes a little bit easier. But it was a great cup tie and everything involved. But two decisions for me. And, you know, the big disappointment for me, Tom Kearney, could be out for a long, long time. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's at least 3 to 6 months, because it doesn't look very good.
OK. What's the injury?
It's a knee injury.
Right,
knee
OK. Injury. In what way was it a horror tackle? Because we only saw it from behind.
Well, it's 2 feet off the floor. Listen, there's nobody wants to tackle in a game of football like me, because, you know, I've said it for often enough, but 2 feet off the floor now when you're lunging and going to the ground, you know, is you're going to hurt somebody. And there was an intent. There's an intent when you watch it, and I've watched it over and over again. There was an intent when I seen it. And as I said to you, the referees missed it. And, you know, not only is it could turn the game, but also it looks like a nasty injury to the kid.
OK, well, we wish him well. The Paul McKenna sending off, what happened there?
Well, the big centre-half has took his arm out to block him. Paul's got frustrated, but somebody of Paul McKenna's experience knows better than to kick out like that. And, you know, just with 5 minutes, 10 minutes to go, gives them the momentum. And, you know, as I said, them crazy decisions, you know, one in the first half, and Paul's silliness really has cost us the game.
So he's had a kick at him back?
Yeah, he's had a kick at him, yeah.
Right, OK.
Yeah.
Is that a three-match ban he's looking at then?
I would think so, yeah. I would think so.
Right, OK. Let's look at the overall performance. What were you happy with? What were you not happy with?
Well, obviously, I was delighted in the first half the way we played. Some of our football was excellent to watch. They didn't have a kick of the ball. All fairness to them, they stuck at it. Doncaster, they've scored a wonder goal, got back into it. I just thought in the second half then, again, of what I've been saying for a long time now, is you know, the fitness levels of a lot, you know, who has missed a lot of pre-season was quite evident. You know, we tired badly. Olaf Njana, when was the last time he played 90 minutes? Dawson was another one. He's back for the first time. So, you know, there was a few weary limbs, gone down to 10 men. We couldn't sustain it.
OK. What did you make of your two strikers? You've paired them together. Both have scored.
Well, they give me food for thought. I thought they were sharp. They were certainly a handful. And Jay Simpson's come to life, I have to say that. And, you know, in pre-season, he's done very well. He's now got another goal today, which is good for him and good for us. It gives us another option because, you know, he's been out the picture for a long time. So the kid's done very, very well.
I know this is a busy week for managers with the transfer deadline looming. Where are you at in terms of incoming?
Well, of course, I'll sit down with the owners and we'll look at the situation we've got, because obviously if Kearney's going to be a miss and McKenna now out for three games, then, you know, we're very, very, very short in the middle of the park. So we have to probably put our attention into that area and see what we can do.
OK. How many do you need, do you feel? You were looking at a midfielder and right-sided.
Yeah, we've been... well, after today, I mean, we'll not know how bad Kearney is. As I said, I think he's going to be one of them horrible ones. So we are very, very late in there. So we at least need one in there to come and bolster us up a bit. And let's hope we can do that.
I know you've sort of were interested, and you don't want to say a lot about the Sunderland lads. Are you any nearer with them?
Well, I don't really want to. Right, okay. I don't really want to comment on other people's plays. It's not quite right, but we have got a few irons in the fire, and of course, my link with Sunderland is always going to come out.
Okay, I'm just going to ask about Fraser Campbell because he became available. Is there anything in that at all?
No, there's nothing in that.
I didn't have a chance to ask you that one last week. What about outgoing? Have you had inquiries? Any firm offers?
We've got a couple of. Danny East is probably going out to. He's probably going out to Northampton, probably tomorrow. Liam Cooper could be going down to Portsmouth as well. That's on the cards too. So there's one or two of the younger lads who need to go out and play. But certainly we can't be affording to let any of our first-team squad go. And you know, we're down to the bare bones as it is, two or three injuries, and all of a sudden you can see by the bench of what we had today that, you know, when you have two or three injuries and you're going to pick them up over the course of 44 games to go, then, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Nobody's made firm offers for the likes of James Chester, then?
No, not at all.